Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. I got Steve Robbins, the kind of new principal down at Upperman High School. Long time coaching career for you, Steve, and then making that move down to Upperman High School this last year. But welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, we've had you on here a couple times before. So, you know, folks have a pretty good idea maybe who you are, your background and coaching. We'll talk a little bit about that as it deals with athletics. But, man, you made a pretty big change in your life here in the last year. We're 9 weeks into the school year, so you've had a chance to get down there and see everybody, meet everybody at Upperman. But let's go back to the decision in the summer and what went into that decision for you.
Well, after being at Cookeville High School for 5 years, and loved it there, had a good run at Cookeville High School, and when Mr. Stepp, who had done a wonderful job at Upperman for years, took the job at Cumberland County as director of schools. The job opened up, and I did apply and was lucky enough to be chosen to take over there.
Yeah, and I think it was a pretty extensive. I wasn't initially involved with the search or anything like that from my role in Putnam County, but you know, kind of knew who was applying, you know, your name was in there, you know, it's sometimes a grueling process to go through the interview situation when, you know, all of them are different. But, you know, you have to get in front of teachers at the present school. You have to get into other administrators from Putnam County that are involved. How was that process for you?
Well, doing this job for several years, I mean, I've been in other places. They're all similar in some ways, the interview processes, and other ways in other places are different. I think when you get in it was a small room with a lot of folks, and it's a little warm. But I think a lot of those folks in there, they were all looking for something different, like what would affect them or their program. And so you kind of got to feel through that, I think, as you go.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes it's not just one interview, but there's kind of an introductory interview group, if you will. And then from that, you know, that group usually gives 2, 3, 4 names to the person that's hired. In this case, it would be the director of schools, Mr. Corby King, who's done an excellent job here in Putnam County going through COVID all the way up till now. I can imagine starting that job the way that he did.
Right.
But, you know, he was involved in that process from start to finish. So you're one of the names that came out of the big group, and you made it to the second interview. How did that work out for you?
The second interview was with Mr. King, Mr. Martin, which is the deputy director, Mr. Tim Martin, and Dr. Nash, who's been there. Of course, Mr. King's go-to mentor for the way I understand it for a long, long time. And I've got to know Dr. Nash when she worked at Cookeville as our interim for a while. So I love her. But she, you know, they were all business and just told me what they expected. And just basically we had a question and answer about what they expected and what I thought I could bring to the table. And come out of it well. So,
yeah, apparently came out of it real well.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's tough when you go into a situation like that and you have a background and you know folks, maybe you're a local that have been around and worked with them, which you have.
Yeah.
And then you're in a situation where they're kind of rating you, you know, on your answers. That had to be, you know, I'm sure you've been there before and done that. So you had experiences that got you ready for that, but still had to be a kind of an intense situation.
Yeah, it is. I think not knowing, you know, the first round, they're kind of general. You know, tell them about yourself, your experiences, what you've done, and then sometimes they'll go into how you would handle a situation. Being a school administrator for a long time, sometimes you always think you know how you would react to a situation, but when it actually happens, you got to think on the fly a lot and stay calm. I think that's one of the biggest things I've learned is. Stay calm and let your experience take over.
And the unique part about this, along with you, you know, sometimes folks, you know, want to go through the interview process to get some experience. I think younger teachers, administrators are going into the field. That's a really positive thing for them to be able to do, to get interviews under their belt. And you had two that were assistants for Mr. Stepp, who was the principal before you. That were applying for the job. So they got to go through the interview process, and not only did they get to go through it, they were pretty positive candidates for that role at Upperman High School.
Yes.
And you ended up being able to have them on your staff. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about your assistants and walking into the program, how they were, or to the school, that they were able to help you there.
Well, I think sometimes when you change roles in a county or the next county over or wherever, sometimes you know some folks at the school, and that helps. In this case, it's really odd. I really didn't know anyone in that room well. I'd heard really good things about the academics and the administration team, but didn't know them. But, you know, interviewing opposite of Ms. Bree Wheeler and Mr. Ross Fanning, and not knowing what this panel, which was all their teachers.
Right.
So it was kind of strange a little bit there. And this could have been, once I was named, it could have been awkward. But those two have been wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they have. Mr. Stepp told me that they can do everything, and he was dead on. They, from day one, it's been professional. They've been upbeat, and they just tons of energy, and they're great for that school, both of them.
Yeah, I think, you know, both of them kind of shining stars that one day will walk into whatever, you know, role they want to move to. So that's great for them, you know, to be able to get that experience, but also know they came out of it well and did a good job and interviewed well. And like you said, you know, the thing that I've noticed being involved with them already, they're fairly new to their roles.
Yes.
Both of them, I think, have been in there at least 2 years.
Right.
And they're both doing an incredible job. They have special skills, each one of them, that's individual to themselves, but at the same time is helping to promote your team.
Yeah, they are super talented, both of them. They're both go-getters. They're very a lot of energy and a lot of ability. And whatever, usually when I ask them about something, the answer is, I just did that, or I've already done that. So, I mean, they're on it, and that's just so good for me being new, and it helps me just have some time to learn kids and the teachers and the staff. And so that's, we're still in that phase a little bit, me getting to know everyone, but it's been really good.
Man, as an administrator hearing, I've already done that. You know, when you pose a question there, it's nice to.
Yeah, I sent Bree a text last night. It was nothing. It wasn't a huge thing. And I asked her about, we just finished ACTs.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her something about, do you have help lined up to get the tables taken back? And she said, I've already taken care of that. And I said, of course you have. I don't know why I asked. So, I mean, it was just that. But, and Ross the same way. Whatever I asked him, he's usually already done it an hour before or something. So they're on it, and it's really, really good to work with them.
We're talking to new head principal over at Upperman High School, Steve Robbins. And, you know, you walk into the role. You've been an athletic director at Cookeville High School, which I can't remember how many sports there are at Cookeville High School, but there's a bunch. You know, 17, 18 sports that are going on. And athletic director at a school like that, you know, it's almost a small college.
Mm-hmm.
And time frame and expectation of that job was very high. I mean, mm-hmm. you go in to work in the morning. I've seen you out at car line duty,
yeah.
you know, directing traffic at 7:15 yeah. in the morning. And then you probably don't get home till 8 or 9 o'clock at night
yeah.
some nights. So it was a full-time job that you mm-hmm. left and a full-time job that you went into. So differences, you know, from what you did over at Cookeville High School as an athletic director, assistant principal, versus what your responsibilities are now?
I think now, and again, being in this role just a few months, of course, it's a smaller school. I mean, we went from 2,250 students at Cookeville High School to, we're the biggest we've ever been at Upperman. We're at 908. After the break, we actually added 6 kids the first day, which is pretty awesome, but we're full, you know, and we just continue to make it work there. But I think the biggest role, the difference is I'm more of an overseer, and having a Mr. Fanning and a Ms. Wheeler that, like you said, they've got it and they know. And like at athletic events, Mr. Fanning does a lot of stuff that I did before, and I'm just there to support and say, hey, do you need me to help this or that? And if he's got it, he's got it. And I don't want to get his way because he's doing a wonderful job, but I'm also there to help. And I think that's a difference. I'm not relied on to be the first one there and the last one to leave. But I kind of am, but still, they're both there all the time too. So it's good.
Yeah. And, you know, you being the head administrator, you're really, you know, I associate it to when you coach football,
right.
whether you're a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, head coach of the team, you know, you're really responsible for making sure the coaches are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
you know, you've always been involved in the defensive side or offensive side as a head coach or a assistant coach or a coordinator right. along the way. You've always been involved in one of those, and it's kind of closely related to that because you're responsible for making sure that the components of the team does what they're supposed to do and leading that.
And it's probably pretty similar to a head football coach in that you get way too much credit when things go great and way too much blame when they don't. But you know, that's something we all work through, and so far it's been really good there at Upperman High School. I expect it to continue with their tradition and all the good people there.
Yeah, and you know, you grew up in a pretty traditional place itself in Overton County, huge rival, mm-hmm. you know, for Upperman High School over the years in girls basketball and in football, men's basketball, baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a huge rival, especially when they were in the same conference there. So you have a pretty good idea about what good tradition looks like. Right. And then you walk into Upperman High School community and you're running into pretty much the same type of atmosphere.
Yeah, the pride there is really outstanding, and just coming off the great season. Just look at last year. I mean, with the football team going, I think, to semifinals, really good, strong football season last year. The boys' basketball team strong. Girls' basketball obviously win the whole thing. You know, we were down there and I got to see them along with our football girls last year, but Upperman wins the state championship for, I think, Coach Dana's third. And the thing that is really awesome, I talk to her every day, and the thing that gets kind of swept away, she's also been runner-up three times.
Yeah.
Which means there was three other times she could have won it, but for whatever reason, and you know, you've been around it long enough, when you get to that level, man, it takes a little luck, and you just never know. I mean, it can be the wrong kid foul out or a sprained ankle or a missed free throw. You know, it doesn't take much.
Right.
But to win three, be three runners up, and then she's been there countless times, pretty awesome. I know Coach Bobby has been there several times also, and then the baseball team to come in and win the whole thing last year. It was just that's when I was hired right at the end of that, and that was I got to see, I think, three of those games, and really exciting, and the town just turned out. There was really big crowds.
Well, we're going to continue that thought. We're going to have to pay a few bills, take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. We're talking again with Steve Robbins, the new head principal down at Upperman High School. And you talked about the magical season. Most folks who haven't been on the coaching side or around high school sports for a long time may not realize how unique a season is, where you had a football team get to the semifinals and had a really good team. And then you roll right into basketball. The boys did well. You know, the girls won a state championship again with Coach Dana McWilliams down there. And then you roll into spring, and daggone if baseball and West Shanks don't pull through for a state championship there.
Yeah, it's just a pretty magical year for Upperman High School last year, because I was hired right at the end of it, and it was funny when the last out was recorded at state championship, and we were state champions, and I think it was one of the local reporters turned, and I was standing by Mr. Stepp, and he said, who's going to get this one? And Billy really quickly said that this one's mine, and he ran out there on the field. So, as it should have, yeah. But really cool just to sit back and watch the celebration and the pride of the team, the kids, and players, and then the really cool thing about that one was a lot of those daddies were state champions in the early 90s under West Shank's dad. So that's just you can't make that up. That's just really cool.
Yeah, and you know, that really is what you call tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, that having the players, the former players as alumni that are there, and then having their kids into the program, is it makes it even more special for them. Yep. And really just an incredible, you know, year. And you know, I got the opportunity to coach down at Auburn High School mm-hmm. years ago, and, you know, prior to that, the success that had happened down there was in baseball. Mm-hmm. Basketball, of course, have had some success along the way. Dana was already on her track to what she's been able to do over the past number of years. But it was kind of the build to mm-hmm. what it is right now. And that community is so special in the way that they support their sports teams. You know, it's just right outside of Cookeville, you know, right down from Cookeville, right outside of Tennessee Tech. But the atmosphere there and the support from the community is just incredible.
Yeah, every home game we've had in football this fall has been just full. I mean, it's full standing room only. And we've had some really good games just, you know, outstanding support. And they get there early, and they're there till the last whistle blows. And, you know, just makes you proud to be part of it.
Yeah, and you touched a little bit on, you know, the fact that you're full right now. First time in the history of Upperman High School, you've been over 900,
right.
And you don't have to go very far. You drive down the road, you know, towards Cookeville on 70 and look to your left and see two big new neighborhoods.
And the way I understand it, too, we're having even more industry coming in the future and with more neighborhoods planned. So it's going to keep growing. Yeah.
It's going to keep growing, and, you know, it's tough for a community in Putnam County in general to be able to plan for that.
Yeah.
And it's really – you know, we had the ability to be down the road from Murfreesboro and then now down the road from Wilson County and see the growth that they're experiencing there. And, you know, I think it's kind of a wake-up call for the community that, you know, we really need to get to start building some schools and really preparing for that growth that's coming our way, because there's one thing's for sure, it's coming.
Yeah, I think, and you mentioned Wilson County, so when we moved back from Georgia in 2012, we moved to Lebanon. My wife had gotten a job there, and I was actually principal at Smith County High School at the time. So me and the kids would drive into Carthage every day. But where we lived there, and we moved back to Cookeville when I got the job here, there have been probably 250 houses added just in the neighborhood within a mile radius of where we lived since, and that was four and a half years ago.
And that's just one neighborhood.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Crazy. We're talking to Steve Robbins, head principal down at Upperman High School. Steve, you know, that's not to negate anything that Putnam County has done. We've got a great Putnam County Commission that supports the schools, and we've got a great school board who sees the need for what's going on, and that's pretty evident in the new school that's fixing to be built, the new K-8 school on the west side, which should help with the K-8 and the middle school and elementary needs down there. But Upperman High School is just now starting a new addition that will help some of the growth that you're experiencing down there. That's going to be happening real soon. There's some work being done on the roads coming into the school to handle some of that growth. So exciting things happening down.
Yeah. I think the first thing when I first got there, of course, everybody's that's from that area is familiar with a four-way stop and how big of a hardship that was while it was under construction. But now that the red light's in and functioning, it's really helped tremendously. But they did start the expansion during fall break. So we came back, and we sent out a lot of emails and flyers to reminding our parents that, hey, the traffic flow is going to be a little different, because it has to be, because they blocked off the back street where parents used to drive through. So what we've done, in essence, is we've put the parent drop-off on the other side of the building next to the apartments. And on the middle school side, that's a student-only parking lot, and we've put that out several times. And if you're listening, to help us out there, what we really need is we need the student parking lot to be just for students, and then the parents to come in on the other side. And along with that, we have had some parents passing through the front parking lot, and we would like for them to go on out and go on the street and go down. That just makes it a little safer for those in our front lot, our staff coming in. So, but overall, we've done it. This is day three of the change. Been very smooth overall, and the people have been very supportive of that. And it'll take a little time to, you know, change your habits, but it's been good. So, and we're looking at about a year of this. Year plus.
Yeah, and you got Miss Mary in the front office leading that.
Yes.
She's awesome. She's been there forever and does a fantastic job at Upperman High School. She's kept that organized, you know,
right.
as you've started that expansion. And, you know, the expansion itself is going to add a new wing on the backside of Upperman High School. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, a new lecture hall area for the teachers. And what else do you know about the expansion?
So if you look at the front of the building, if you're standing in the front of the building, there's going to be two wings, one on the left and one on the right. The wing on the left, which would be match up to our math area and our computer area there, I think there's going to be four classrooms there to help with the science overcrowding. Then on the other end of the building is the lecture hall that you mentioned. It's going to be two big rooms that will be able to be partitioned off to be classrooms or opened up for lecture hall type things. And then in the back next to the auxiliary gym, they're going to add on another space for ROTC.
Awesome.
For wrestling. And then also we've got a really great growing music program, chorus music. So there will be a choral music type room with all the sound stuff in it. And that will let that program move out of the band room. They're kind of sharing space right now just because of the crowding. And so she will have her own spot there, Ms. Phillips. So that's really exciting.
That's awesome. You know, you build a new school like that, and then across the street is the new Upper Middle School.
Right.
Just beautiful schools by all rights, and did such a great job on those. And, you know, when they were open, had plenty of room.
Right.
And as population has continued to grow, and now over 900, you know, all the rooms that were there are taken. So,
yes.
You know, you talk about Wilson County, you had some experience there. It got to the point to where, you know, in 5 years they added almost 5,000 new students in that area, and they're in the process of having to build a new school every year now.
Right. Yeah, just finished Green Hill High School, which last year we were in their district, got to go there in a beautiful new school, and I think they took kids from Lebanon High School, Wilson Central High School, and Mount Juliet all, and it kind of alleviate a little of crowding at those schools, but now they're back almost to capacity again, and there is a talk for more schools there.
And Murfreesboro definitely went through that situation.
Right.
You know, in the old days it was Riverdale, Oakland in the center of Murfreesboro, and they got to where they had to start building a school a year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and they've added, I think, the numbers. I don't know if you saw the numbers that came out of TSSAA, and actually Stewart's Creek, which is, I think, the newest one, is actually the biggest one now.
Yeah.
It's in that Smyrna, Murfreesboro mid area there, and it's almost 2,500.
Yeah, I think before long that 840 corridor there is going to kind of grow Wilson County together with Rutherford County, and it's going to be packed all the way down through there.
Yeah, I think so. And actually, my brother and his wife live in Gallatin, and they're kind of experiencing the same stuff with the beach, the Gallatin Station Camp, and all the things they're doing there too. So
wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Steve Robbins, the new head principal down at Upperman High School. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. Got Steve Robbins, UHS, Upperman High School head principal, in the hot seat a little bit. Not really hot seat, but in the seat today. Steve, we're talking about population growth. Let's transition into athletics again.
Okay.
Athletics has played a hugely important role in your life from when you were a young child all the way to now. Most of your life has revolved around athletics and your family's life and all of that. So give us, just from your perspective of being an athletic director, a coach, all these years, what role does athletics play in the youth of today as they're growing up?
I think it's huge. And I think the part of getting out and being fit, being active, is a big part of, we don't even talk about it anymore. Usually now it's all about competition and camps and this and that, and where I can go, and am I going to get seen, or am I going to get looked at? And that starts at such a young age. And I think sometimes we overlook the joy of playing Little League Baseball, which that's the part when I started. It was just, I just loved the game, just want to play. And I think it's changed. There are so much more parent involvement, and that's good and bad sometimes. But I think the role it plays in young people, obviously, if you look overall, most athletes are your top students just because they have the work ethic and they want to do well. They want to succeed. A lot of people don't realize that, but most of your athletes are your top students. And it gives them that work ethic, the team bonding, and I think just the discipline to get things done the right way. And then when they leave, whether they're superstars or whether they were on the third string, just having that, just the ability to leave and go into something else, whether it's college, work, a two-year school, vocational, technical, whatever they go into, they've got a drive. They've got a little different drive than a lot of kids that did not participate in extracurricular activities.
Yeah, and just that expectation of being a part of a team and, you know, playing a role on a team it really transitions well to the job market, the job world, even college and school expectation.
Yeah, and I think something else that's really important about athletics, that those of us that see it every day, we don't talk about it, but there's so many different sports now, as you hit earlier. If you're an individual type person, I mean, you can grab a golf club just like you had the golf team in here before. The team sports of, you know, baseball is intricate as far as the skills. And then, you know, there's always other things you can get into. Now we're starting up lacrosse. We've got the, you know, there's bass fishing. There's bowling. Oh, there's all kinds of areas where kids can get involved and just have fun and be part of that team and that family type atmosphere.
Yeah, it's, you know, you could carry that conversation out as far as you wanted nowadays, and the opportunities that the students of Putnam County have to be involved in some of these things is phenomenal, whether you're talking about Upperman, Cookeville, or Monterey. You know, it's just awesome.
Yeah, and then you branch out from the athletic part, and you jump into the other extracurriculars with our ROTC and our band and our chorus and all the great things. I know our group that puts on the play, you know, that group's already practicing, ready for a spring, a big ensemble there, and it's pretty exciting to see those kids get excited. They're not a lot of students that aren't in the athletic world, but they're in the fine arts, and they're really, really good at that, and that's special.
Yeah, we've seen a need here lately, and we kind of just announced through the Future Ready program that esports is becoming a topic nowadays. And you know, we got with Mr. King and kind of launched the opportunity because, you know, everybody's not made to play sports on the right field. And there's a lot of interest in the esports side of it. And, you know, you treat it like a regular sport and kind of practices involved in all of that. I think that's something that you're going to see grow as time goes on. And, you know, same thing, the transition and the skills that you learn from something like that as well as sports, you know, kind of leads you into what maybe job you might get in the future or what college you may go to. So that's something to be looking forward to. It's getting a lot of attention here lately. I think we put that out and we've had over 60 across the district through the Vital program, you know, that have applied to do that, several from down.
Yeah. Mr. Fanning's kind of spearheading that down at our school. And I actually had a conversation today with a young man about esports and his love of gaming and that kind of things. And I really am not the one to talk to about, because I don't know anything about it, but it's really something that they're into, and it's going to be in the future. It's going to be a big deal.
But, you know, back to the community and the support that you've had so far, you're 9 weeks in. You've been there long enough to get your feet wet to be to several of the games and several of the daily tasks that you have to do to carry out your duties at Upperman High School. How has that been for you as the new leader of the building?
It's been really good. I think real comfortable. The people have been very welcoming. You know, I've gotten to meet the fire chief comes in and out a lot. See, Chief Holmes is there a lot. You know, you got to meet them. We had the homecoming parade and everybody was there, which is really, really neat, special. I think that's one of the great things about small towns is when you have an event like that, everybody shows up and wants to be part of it. And I think that's huge. But it's been fun.
It is. There's no doubt. Let's talk about you. We talked about your administrative staff. I know you got a lot of great folks down at Upperman that make the day-to-day go well for you. How's that looking in your building? And with that new growth coming, you know, what's the expansion possibilities there for teachers and support?
You know, just depending on the level, what type of kids we got, and when I say what type, I mean grade levels.
Right.
Of course, you're obviously going to always need the math and the English and the history. And the math's a tough one right now.
Yeah.
Right now, all of them, in my opinion, and I know working at Cookeville and then transitioning to Upperman, we had the same issue as finding great math teachers. Right now, we're rolling. We're doing well. But as we expand, then we're going to need more. So that's going to always be a need. I think Dr. Elders, I spoke to her several times about the need to expand our CTE program and add a lot of things there, because I think that world's really growing, and I'm really proud of what we do. But I see down the road, we've talked about things like, you know, cosmetology for adding that class and adding auto mechanics, maybe auto body. So, you know, just a lot of things on the horizon in the CTE world. And then there's always the push to add more AP and those higher level courses as well. So,
yeah, and Upperman's been a leader in dual enrollment every since its inception. You know, Becky Maynard down there that works with the Vital program and the Future Ready program, she does a fantastic job in recruiting those guys. And, you know, AP Access for All has started now, which gives kids an equal playing field to be able to get. So the options for the kids are just unique and incredible, what they're able to do.
Yeah, and they start so young. I think they get that stuff starts opening up to them in middle school, and they get exposed to it. And then by the time they get to us, that's what they expect, and that's what they're ready. And for those that are high achievers and that want to continue, man, it's the sky's the limit.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, no doubt. So you talk about the CTE side, and I have the opportunity to work with Dr. Eldridge, and she's been a fantastic addition to Putnam County administrative staff as a supervisor of CTE. And there's no doubt in her mind that these opportunities are important. And having a conversation with her, and I think we've talked about this before on the show, but, you know, when we were growing up, they told us as students, you really need to go to a four-year institution right. so you can solidify your financial means, you know, for family later on. Yeah. Well, the day has come where that's not necessarily truth anymore.
Right. That is absolutely not true. And there are young people going to all types of vocational schools and even two-year junior colleges. And you know, we got the Ball State, the Milo State, Nashville State, all those great schools. Students can go in those areas and do really well in a hurry. And I think that's part of the draw to them is, you know, I can get through and get my certificate and get out and be making really good money at an early age.
Let's hit on the teacher shortage a little bit because that's a pretty popular topic right now on the radio and on TV. And I think as the expectation has grown for teachers in the classroom, you know, pays something that is a touchy subject because you're talking about paying a lot of folks, you know, across the state, kind of the same type of pay range. Mm-hmm. So when it goes up for one, it tends to go up for all of them. Whereas in the business world, that might be a little bit different. Right. So there's some problems along with that. And I think our county's done a fantastic job over the last several years of trying to raise the pay of teachers. But at the same time, you know, that expectation for educating those students in that classroom has gotten harder. And there's more expectation to it with standardized testing at the end of the year and students, teachers, and schools and districts being graded upon that one day, you know, that makes it tough. And, and we've seen somewhat of an exodus across the nation, not necessarily in Putnam County so much, but across the nation. But you mentioned math, you know, physics and some of the sciences. Right. You can't hardly find folks, you know, and sometimes the test that they have to take to qualify for that is so hard. You know, not a lot of people are getting a score good enough to master that and be able to get their certification in teaching. So there's a lot of things going against it right now. Mm-hmm. How are you dealing with that, and how are you kind of trying to find these guys to work around that?
Well, I think right now we're okay as far as our staff, but I do know we're going to be looking for another math teacher soon, like Christmas time. I had a conversation with one soon, and it's a family situation. Yeah. Who's a wonderful teacher, and so we need someone to fill that spot. Hasn't been posted. I just found out about it. You know?
Sure.
So that's one. I think there's two or three ways to look at it. One, there are several teachers who are on the back end of their careers.
That's right.
And that's going to be a problem because when those really super people that have been there for – you know, 30, 35, 40 years, they decide to step away, which is, you know, they're ready to retire. Then we've got to have great people to move into their roles. And then finding those folks. And like you said, the way that the government has allowed people to come out of the workforce into teaching with some hoops to jump through is great. But one thing, like you were talking, another big part of that is the test now costs so much to take. You know, back in your day, my day, the test was $35 or whatever it was. And if you didn't do so well, you could just turn around and take it again next time. Well, now it's like a lot more. And so you can't afford to miss it many times.
That's right. It seems like it's tougher.
Yeah. And I think the hours going through back to the university and going through those hours, there's a lot of hours that they have to put in. I was on bus duty with one of our young ladies Monday, I think, and it was the first day back from fall break, so you know that first day back is a little tough. Your schedule's off a little bit. She was doing bus duty for me, and then she said, "Now I got to go to class from 5 to 8." And she's called job embedded, and she's doing a wonderful job in the classroom. But I could just tell that look of, man, it's tough.
Tough day,
man. It's tough. It's a long first day back, and takes someone that really is interested and wants to do well and wants to help our students.
Well, Steve, I'm gonna have you back. We need to continue. That's an important conversation, and folks need to hear a little bit more information about it. And you know what these teachers are responsible for, and what they're doing on a daily basis in a classroom with the students of the day is incredible. But I appreciate you taking your time, spending it with us today. We'll have you back pretty soon, and good luck with your job, and congratulations on your new role down at Upperman High School as the head principal. We know you're going to do an awesome job.
Thanks, Sam.